love was over, and her man was sleeping beside her. Her man, she smiled a little in the darkness, his seed still trickling with slow warmth from beneath her slightly parted thighs. And her smile was both rueful and pleased. Loving you, baby, is just like rolling off a log. But if I can't be your woman, I sure ain't going to be your dog. Now, moving away from her consciousness, she wondered how many beds she had slept in. This man beside her, they had met in college and had first made love in his apartment. That had been less than 3 months after her mother drove her from the house, told her never to come back. That if she wanted to go somewhere, she could go to her father, since she had been responsible for the divorce. That had been in 1970, so long ago. A semester later, they had moved in together, had found jobs for the summer and had kept the apartment when their senior year began. That fall, she had finally managed to break from her mother. Yak had helped her. "She wants to keep eating you," Jack had said. "Because she can go on making believe it was your fault, but it's not good for you." They had talked over again and again in that bed that year. Jack sitting up with the covers pulled around his waist, a cigarette burning between his fingers, looking her in the eye. He had half humorous, half scowling way of doing that. "Telling her she told you never to come back, right? Never to darken her door again, right? Then why doesn't she..." Oh, fuck. Well, what the hell? "I guess to see which of us you wanted to marry. Jack, what are you saying?" "I think I am proposing marriage." The wedding, her father had been there. Her mother had not been. She discovered she could live with that if she had Jack. Dandy had come, her fine son. That had been the best year, the best bed. After Dandy was born, Yak had gotten her job typing for half a dozen English department's profile. kisses, exam, class, syllabi, by, study notes, reading lists. She ended up typing a novel for one of them. A novel that never got published. Not much to Jack's very irreverent. And very privately, the job was good for 40 a week. The skyrocketed all the way up to 60. During the months she spent typing the unsuccessful novel. Fuck again. They had their first car. The baby seat in the middle, bright, upwardly mobile, young, married. Then he forced a reconciliation between her and her mother. A reconciliation that was always tense and never happy. When she took Danny to the house, she went without Jack. She didn't tell Jack that she her mother always at night when she typed, she would do his writing and his assignments. In those days, she sometimes came out of the bedroom where the typewriter was. Fuck. Where the typewriter was, to find both of them asleep on the studio couch, then read whatever Jack had written that night. Before waking him up enough to come to bed. The best